Okay, today is Daf Ayin Vav, but we are on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, I believe, by the Mishnah.
Right.
So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss when different karbanos get mixed together. So this is going to be talking about the Asham and the Shlamim. An Asham and Shlamim that get mixed together, right? Asham Shinasari Bishlamim. And we don't know which one is the Asham and which one is the Shlamim. So you have to remember certain rules about it. Asham is Kachi Kachim. So Asham, as kachem kachem, has to be shechted on the northern side of the Azara. It can only be eaten in the Azara. It can only be eaten by Kohanim. And the time for its eating is the day and the following night. When it comes to Shlamim, however, can be shechted anywhere in the Azara. They can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. They can be eaten both by males and females. And their time of eating is 2 days and one night. So now we don't have these two mixed together. We don't know what to do. So Rav Shimon Omer, Shneyem Yishachatu B'Tzafon. No big deal. Shech both of these animals in the north, on the northern side. Because if it's the Shlamim, if it's the Asham, that's where it's supposed to be. If it's the Shlamim, it's kosher anywhere in the Azara. So shech it there. Shneyem Yishachatu B'Tzafon Tzafon. And V'Ye'echolu K'chomor Shebehen. And the eating should be done based on the more chomer of them. She eat them as if they're both an Asham, therefore only in the Zara, only for males, and only for one day and one night. Problem is, though, is now you're limiting the time that the Shlamim can be eaten. It's a concept called Mevi'in Kachim Lebeis Hapsul. You're hastening the time of where the Kachim would then become Pasul. You're taking away its time. So that's what happens. So Amr Lo, the Chacham said to him, wait a second, A Mevi'in Kachim Lebeis Hapsul. You're not supposed to bring Kachim to Psul, and by saying that the Karban that's allowed to be eaten for day, night, day, now going to be in for day, night, you're making a puzzle 12 hours earlier in a perfect day. You're not supposed to do that. So what do they say you're supposed to do? They say what you would do is instead you would just have the animals graze till they get a mum, sell them, and with the money buy an ashram and a shlamim. But they would agree in the following case when there's nothing to do. This aru chatichos b'chatichos. So now what happened was, is that his pieces got mixed together. After the shechting, everything's done. Now we have these pieces mixed together. Right? So kache kachim, kache kalim. So you have kache kachim, like a chatas and asham, got mixed together because you can't have an olah, because olah is already all burnt. And they got mixed with kachim kalim, like a korban toda, right? Or necholim yom echad, necholim shne yamim, or korban toda, which is one day, gets mixed up with shlamim, that are 2 days. Then yecholu kechamar shavim. Then you have no choice. You have to eat them the way, you know, to eat them with the chumra attached to them, and therefore you would limit, you know, if it was a kachim kachim, you would only have them in certain places. If it's 1 day versus 2 days, you have to eat them only based on 1 day, because there the chumra will agree, you have no choice. Right, Rashi says, third to last line, Yechol b'chumash v'hen, u'baha rabbanin modu, teleke takanta chrisa. There's nothing else that you can do. Okay, so it seems from the Mishnah, that Rav Shimon doesn't have an issue of Ein Mevim Kachin Lebeis Hapsul. He says, no problem. Mevim Kachin Lebeis Hapsul. You're allowed to hasten the time for when the Kachin can be eaten. As you see from here, he said that when you have this mixture, eat it like the Asham, and the Shlamim gets a less amount of time. The Gemara says, Tanei Tano Kamei Derav. So one of the Chachamim who used to recite Brisos, recited a Brisa in front of Rav. So you have basically, you have Peros that grew B'Shvias. So you have Shvias, which they were brought in Shemitah. So if you look at Rashi, we'll get to this again. He says, Shvius ein lochin b'demeh truma v'pnei shememaatin v'achilasa. So you see over here, Rashi says, Shvius ein lochin b'demeh truma. What happens is you have Shemitah produce. Now Shemitah, if you remember, certainly you're not allowed to do business with them, but you're allowed to eat Shemitah produce until a certain time. It's called Zman Shasa Bior, which means if I'm eating cucumbers, I can eat these cucumbers so long as there are cucumbers still in the field. Once the cucumbers in the field are gone, the Zman HaBior, if you go to Israel during Shemitah, they give you a chart up to what date. Once you have that, you can no longer eat it. So what you have now is someone did something with Shemitah produce, and now he has money. Now when you buy, we do business with the Shemitah, so the Kedusha Shvius transfers on to the money. So you have this money, and you're buying, with this money, you are buying Truma. So you're buying Truma, so now the Kedusha transfers over onto this truma. Well, what? The thing is with truma, is limited in who can eat it, but there's no time limit on when it can be eaten. It can be eaten forever. But now when I buy truma with Shemitah produce, I'm putting Shemitah Kedusha onto the truma, and I'm diminishing the amount of time of when this truma can be eaten. This truma, for whatever it is, can only be eaten until it's Zman HaBior, until that product is no longer in the field. So that's what it says. Shvius Ein lochin b'damel truma mipnei shema'at b'achila. Right? Rashi says.
That's bad. Is that what it's saying?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's bad. You're
not supposed to do that. Rashi says, "Bnei shemimai truma." Your truma is something that's called kodesh. Now you're limiting the amount of time it can be in. Right? Umevila de israchila, and you're bringing an israchila onto it. Right? Shetzricha shetizba'er min ha'olam kodesh shetikala lechayi basadeh. It has to be eaten and destroyed and getting rid of before it's finished in the field. The truma zoh, Rashi points out, this truma has to be. It has to be from other years other than the Shemitah year, because there is no, right, v'zman achilas la'olam. Any produce that's grown during Shemitah is not mechuyev in Truma, right? The ilu shvi is la'av al-shum is ma'isosei. Again, so you're bringing this kach, he says, don't do it, because you bring the kach from the base of soul. So Amar Rabbanan Kamei the Rabba, assuming the Truma is kach, the same idea, so it's holy. So Amar Rabbanan Kamei the Rabba, the Rabbanan said in front of Rabba, ha, the loka Rabbi Shimon, this cannot go, this brisa cannot go in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The E Rabbi Shimon, because if this was said in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, Ha Amar may be in kach the base of soul. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a problem with being kach the base of soul. We show that from Rabbi Mishnah, you eat the shlamim as if it's an asham, you lose a day. So why should Rabbi Shimon have a problem here? Who cares? So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi says no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon. You can even see that price is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Hani mili, when do we say that Rabbi Shimon doesn't care about being kach the base of soul? That's only idiyevet. It's only if something happened. It got mixed together. So then that's what you can do. Maybe you can kach the base of soul. But to go ahead and purposely use Shemitah money to buy Truma? Lo, that he would not agree. So the only machlokas is, risk b'dievet. But if Shimon says b'dievet, it's not a problem. But you can't do it. So this b'risa could go according to Rabbi Shimon. So now we spend almost the rest of the daf talking about whether or not that's correct. Where Rabbi Shimon says, that you may bring kach the base of soul. Is that only b'dievet or even the chachila, he says that.
So if you have a carbon and you have a day and a half to eat it, you can't eat it in the first day, you can.
But that's not revealing the base of soul.
What?
You're allowed to eat it.
You're allowed to, but now you're forcing it. Now you're saying that you must eat it in that first period of time, and if it goes beyond that a lot of time, it becomes possible.
Right.
So you're hastening the time by which it becomes possible.
Right.
Of course, you don't have to wait till the last minute. So the Mara says, Uli chachila lo? Is that really true? That Rabbi Shimon doesn't say you can be maybe in kosher base absolutely even the chathila? Esve? So Avaya asks the question. We have a Mishnah, it's on the Tzadi on the base. It says, we've seen it before, the kulan rishayim hakohanim l'shanos ba'al chathilason. Whatever the kohanim are going to eat, they can eat it prepared any way they want. L'achon shluyim, they can eat it roasted, or shlukin, which is cooked a lot, it's like overcooked, umuvushalim, what?
Stewed.
Okay. Or overcooked, or cooked a little bit. Lasseis lesochad tavli chulin. They can put chulin spices in there. The tavli truma. Ooh, they can put truma spices on it. In it, right? Divrei Rebbe, very important gear chain. Divrei Rebbe Shimon. So what's going on here? They have these kachim that can be eaten either for a day and a night or a day and night day. And what do? And they have these truma spices, and they're going to take these truma spices, which can be eaten forever, put it on the kachim. And you're allowed to do that. Why? Now you're limiting the time that the kachim can be eaten. Rav Shimon says, it's no problem. And that's the chathila. You're pouring it on. That's how you're preparing the food. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. So that becomes a problem. So that should be a problem. Except Rav Shimon says you're allowed to do the chathila. So therefore you see that Rav Shimon says that even the chathila may be in kachim lebeis hapsol. So Gemara says, Amr le, so Rav answers to Abaye, what are you talking about? Hanach l'trumas tavlin d'rabbanan. Don't ask me kasha from the spices of truma. The spices of truma are only derabanan, right? That's not real truma. That's only truma derabanan. So truma derabanan, Rav Shimon again. So now not truma derabanan, Rav Shimon would say, okay, maybe in kach in the base of soul, even the chachila. But real truma, he won't say it by real truma. He says, right? Why is it derabanan? Because it's not dug in tirus v'yitzar. It's not the things that are listed in the Torah, some of that truma. So therefore, you don't have a proof that Rav Shimon would say even the chachila you can bring something to base up soul. So Esve, so Rabbi asks another question on Rava. We have another question to Rava. Again, Rava is one who said that it's only b'dievet. Abai is not going to try to prove that even the chachila according to Rav Shimon. The Mishnah in Maaser Sheni says, Ein lochin truma b'kesef maaser mipnei shemimai b'achilasa. Rav Shimon Matir, you can't, I mean a Kohen, who has Maaser Sheni money, which has to be used in Yerushalayim, he cannot take that Maaser Sheni money and then use it to buy Truma. because you're mimayit b'achila. What is mimayit b'achila? So you look at Rashi on the second short line. If nation mimayit b'achila, so here it says b'makom achila. So you're limiting the place where it could be eaten. Truma for the kohen can't be eaten anywhere. My shasheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. If he now takes the truma, which money, I guess, which could be used, the truma itself, he can use anywhere, and he uses that to barter and to buy my shasheni, now he's limiting the place where it can be eaten. The me'aksha of lo yachlenu ele b'Yerushalayim, Rashi says. Tosos doesn't like that shot. You look at Tosos, Tosos brings out a Rashi that we don't have. A lot of Tosos and recent couple of blot that bring out a kunshos that we don't have in our Amud. It's interesting because they used to, in the previous Amudim, there was like a shinui nuschos in Rashi, a Rashi ksav, yeah, sort of ended. So I guess maybe all these things were in ksav, yeah, and he says, b'kunshos dimitchila shari la'onen. Originally, I guess the truma was permitted to be eaten by an onen, a kohen who's before the burial of his relative, but now it cannot, but the maishani, I guess the maishani cannot. V'hashta zira demasir asir la'onen. But he says, no, if you look around, he says, what you're limiting now is that the maiser, you look the other way around. Now you're taking the maiser, which was originally permitted to be eaten by everybody, and now can only be eaten by a kohen. So, that's, and it's probably, I don't know if I'm wrong, that it's a totally different idea of being cut in the base of soul. Before we were talking about being cut in the base of soul was a time factor. Now we're talking about like either a location factor or which people can, a personal factor. But again, why is that maybe in kutch on the base of soul? Well, okay, Gemara doesn't go that way. So, but it says Rav Shimon Matir. Rav Shimon says Yomutir. He allows you that. So he says you're allowed to do that lichatfila. So istikle. So Rava was quiet. He didn't answer. It seems to me that he was mote that he was wrong and that Rav Shimon does hold maybe in kutch on the base of soul even with lichatfila. So ki asa. So Rava seems to be knocked out. So now the Rav Yosef, by his Rebbe, says you should have knocked out the Rava with another kasha. So now there's going to be back and forth between Abaye and Rav Yosef, and swear or not the following question would have been a good question on Rava. So ki asal kamei de Rav Yosef. So when Abaye came before Rav Yosef, Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Amai lo tosve meha. Why did you not ask on Rava also from the following Mishnah in Masech Shvius, the 8th parak of Shvius? There it says, Ein mivashlin yerek shel Shvius, b'shemen shel truma. You cannot cook, right? You cannot cook vegetables, shemitah vegetables, in truma oil. Why? Shelo yaviu kadoshim the base of soul. So you can't, so the kachim can't go into the base of soul, which would mean the shemen of truma now gets the status of the shemitah. Rav Shimon matir, and Rav Shimon says it's mutter. So you see again, that is, Shimon says, Mavashlan, you could do it, maybe the Chatvila. This I would think is a better question, because this is talking about the actual time factor, which is what we were originally discussing. Right? The original point was, the Shlomim is now eaten for a less amount of time, because it's being treated as an Usher. Right. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, I could not have asked from that place. V'lav mi osvinim ehad tavlin. I already asked him the question from the tavlin. Don't ask me questions about Truma's Tavlin, about the spices, because that was the Rabbanon. So Hachanami, Truma's Yerek, the Rabbanon. So to hear, the Truma of the Yerek is Midrabbanon. So the viewer says, what are you talking about? That's not what the bright Mishnah says. The Mishnah is talking about the Yerek of Shvius and the Truma of Shemen. Shemen is Yitzar. That's the Oraisa. He says, Ihachi. If we're only concerned about the Rabbanan in this instance, it should have been the opposite. It should have been Yerek Shal Truma, B'Shemen Shal Shvius. But we're talking about Shemen of Truma, which is Shemen of Truma and Yerek of Shvius, which are both their rices, and putting them together, you're not going to limit the time that Truma can be eaten. That would be a big kasha. That would be a kasha on Rava. Why didn't you ask that question on Rava from here? You see, Rav Shimon says, you mutter even lichat chila. So Gemara says back, so Abaye says back to Rav Yosef, the lav mi os vise mi masnisin. I already ask him from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the mati Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it was. We don't have it. You know, remember Gemara that he asked this. We must have asked. Abaye must have asked Rabbi from our Mishnah. Look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you can. That gets mixed together. You can eat it like that. You have. You can eat it like the asham. So you can limit the time period, right? The mati Rabbi Shimon. But Amar Li, he says no. Don't ask from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a lichatchila case. The Mishnah is a case of where they got mixed up together. It's a b'di'evit case. So too, Hachanami, the Mishnah that you're bringing down, Rav Yosef, would be a case, the Iarev. It's not where you purposely, l'chathila, took the Shemitah Yerek and cooked it with the oil of Truma. It was by accident or something like that. Or it got mixed, they fell in together and the oil poured all over it. Now you can cook it together. It was accidental. So it's only b'di'evet. So there's no proof from that Mishnah. The Rosh Shimon even says that mevatlin, that mevim kachin l'beisab so b'lechartila. And what some Yossi says back, cannot be a case of where di'arev, that it happened by itself, and that you didn't do it l'chartila. I'di'arev, because if it got mixed together, matamayit rabbanan. So why would the rabbanan say you can't cook it? Right? Even in our Mishnah, I am saying this now, even in our Mishnah, where you had the chatikos and you had no choice, there was nothing you can do, the Chacham say, don't worry about it. Maybe in Kachar Beis Absul. It was only the chatila that they couldn't do it.
How do you know it wasn't the
Diyavid? What?
How do you know it wasn't the Diyavid of the Mishnah?
Well, that's exactly what Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef back to Abaye. Our Mishnah is Diyavid, and it got mixed together. So to here is a Diyavid. And Rabbi Yosef says, here cannot be Diyavid. Because if it's not Diyavid, my time of the Rabbanan. Why would the Rabbanan say you can't do it? Right? So he says no. He says. Abaye adds. So my time I owe the Rabbanan. So Abaye says back to him, the reason me the have Ashlam Hashlamim, it would be the same thing like the Ashlam Hashlamim. Just like the Ashlam Hashlamim, you can't do it. So who says it's been, so? Even so, I guess I'm only. It's similar to the case of the Ashlam mixed with the Shlamim. Even though they got mixed together, the Chachamim were machmir that you can't be machmir of it. So to here, the Chachamim will be machmir that you can't do it. Even if it is. Mixed together, it was done already. So he says, so Rabbi Yosef is going to answer back, you know, there's going to be a big difference. Because in the Mishnah, you have a way out. You can do Yirur Rav Shigistavu. Right? Maybe that's what it says now. Me dummy. So Rabbi Yosef says back to him, these cases are not similar. Hassam, by the case of the Shalom and the Ashram getting mixed together, Isle Takanta Beriah. You can let them graze, get a mum, and then sell them, and you have a takana what to do. So therefore, even if they got mixed together, you know, you can do it this way. But ha, in the case of the oil getting mixed up with the vegetables, less like the cantabria, there's nothing you can do. Right? There's nothing you can do here. Hello, dummy. This case can only be ela lichaticha shechat bichaticha. So it's similar to the second case of the Mishnah, of our Mishnah, where there's nothing to do. The cave and the less like the kanta, te'acha b'chamer shebehen. So in that case, the chamim agreed that you have to eat, you can eat it like the more chamer. But what do you see from here? You see from here that what? According to them, so what's going on here is that Rav Shimon, so what's the case? So they should have been matir, just like the case of the chatichos, the chacham should have been matir, this case of the yerek and the oil of truma. The fact that they weren't matir, the yerek and the oil of truma, proves that this is a case of where he did it purposely, lechatchila. And he did it purposely, lechatchila, and then Rav Shimon says it's mutter. You have another case here that you should have asked on Rabba, because you see here again, Rav Shimon says, may be in kachin the base absul. So maskif
leir... One thing that does make sense is this entire issue of Yirat Sheistavu.
Yeah.
Is it more common that if you just leave an animal that he'll die instead of getting just a
moon? I don't know. I don't know what's more common or not. I have no idea.
Just get moon if you leave
it? Yeah, maybe. I have no idea.
Leave it and they die.
No, you don't. No one wants to die. You want to use the money. So you have to wait for a mum. So you put it in the field, you feed it, you take care of it,
okay,
and
so
it gets a mum.
I
don't know what's more likely or not. I don't know what's more likely or not. Maybe you put them close together and they scratch each other. I don't know. Put them in a field with glass and they step on something. I don't know. Do something to make a mum. Okay. So maskif le Ravina mi dami. Ravina says, no. You can't. What you just did now is you tried to prove that the case of the Shemitah vegetables and the truma oil, with Chacham say you can't mix them, you can't cook them, was a case of where it's lichatchila because it was with the Abbot, Chacham wouldn't agree. Rav Shimon says, wait a second, Masel Ravina mi dami, what's the case? What's the comparison? Chaticha b'chatichos, less kind of contact the cloud. There was nothing you could do when you have the mixture of the animals that are already shechted. You have one polky and another polky, one thigh and another thigh. What are you supposed to do? So that Chacham say nothing. What are you supposed to do? But hi, it's like the kanta b'skita. But here you could squeeze out the oil. So you could squeeze out the oil. It's not comparable. You could squeeze out the oil. So maybe if you could squeeze out the oil, so when it becomes this manbir, you squeeze out the oil, you're not going to lose over the truma. That's why the Chacham said you can't cook it together. Because there's a takanta. It becomes similar to the first case in our Mishnah. So some sort of Yosef and says, well, what are you going to do? Heichi niskot. What are you going to do? Niskot tuva, if you squeeze too much of it, Hamasi b'shvius. You're going to end up destroying shvius. And you're not allowed to destroy the shvius because it says lachem la'ochla. It's la'ochla, not la'hefse. That's why you can't put the shvius in the garbage. All these things you have to be careful with. So you can't squeeze it out too much. And nisvot porta, if you squeeze out too little, so for you rabbi, you still have them mixed together. So squeeze it. That's not an answer. That's not going to be an answer. So therefore, it must be the case where there's nothing you can do. If there's nothing you can do, and the chachamim say it's usser, the only reason why they would say it's usser is because you did it lechachila. Because if you did it, if it was only b'di'evet and there's nothing you can do, they would say you can do it. Since you're talking about a case of lechachila, and it's Reb Shimon who says it's mutter, you should have asked him this price in the Mishnah as well. I don't know why you have, the whole thing bothers me. So he asked me, he wanted to disprove Rava. I got him once. What if they get him a second time? You got to shoot him when he's dead? I mean, he's dead already. You got him. Oh, okay. So that's so Esvei. So now Abai is going to ask on Rava again from another Brisa. So we already disproved. We already disproved Rava's understanding of Shimon from Abai's question. We disproved him from Rav Yosef's question. Now we can disprove him again. He says Esvei, Rav Shimon Omer. We're going to finish this Brisa and then we're going to explain this Brisa. Lemacharas on the next day, mevi ashamo vilugo imo vaomer imshal metzora. So what's going on here? Good question. He says, Lemacharas. Look at Rashi. Right, does he have this massively long tosos? He doesn't agree with Rashi. So he says, Lemacharas. Right, it says, Besafik mitzora muchlat. Besafik eno muchlat. So when you have the mitzora, right, the mitzora first has a week, he sees it, he has a week. He's called Mitzora Muskar, and he comes back a week later and still there, and he's Mukhlat. So there's almost Svafik of whether or not he was Mukhlat, and therefore at the end of the Tzaraz period and the purification process, he's supposed to bring the Karbanos. So he's Svafik Mitzora Mukhlat, but Svafik Eino Mukhlat Karminon, Lemachras B'Yom HaShmini. So it's the next day, on the eighth day, after he was cured from the Tzaraz, but we weren't sure whether he was a Mukhlat or not. And if he wasn't a mukhlat, he wouldn't be chayiv in his karbanos. If he was a mukhlat, he would be chayiv in the karbanos. So he's a suffix about his karbanos. So what does he do? He brings the karbanos. So he's mevi asham of a lugo. He brings the asham for purification. And the log shel shemen, the amount of shemen, imo, but omer, he says, listen, he says to the kohen, im shel mitzora, if I am standing right in front of you, if I am a mitzora, hare zel ashamo, Lugo. This is the asham I have to bring, and this is the shemen. Do the shemen, like, you know, put it on my finger, on my fingers, put it on my toes, deal, and do the shemen that needs to be done. The imlav, and if I am not a chayiv to bring the korban from Mitzora, so asham zeh shal shami nedava. This korban, as a tonight, should be hukdash as a shlamim, just as a present to Hashem. We have a suffix, whether it's an asham or the shlamim. So where does it say? Oso asham, ta'un shchita b'tzafon. So that asham, which is either a asham or possibly a shlamim, treat it as if it's an asham, shechted in the north, also shechted shkita b'tzafon, u matan pahonos, but also be concerned that maybe for the mitzora, so take the blood and put it on the thumbs of the mitzora, and also smicha u smicha nisache metnuvas chazay shok. He has to do smicha, he has to bring the wine libations, he has to wave the thigh and the breast, he has to do that because maybe it's a shlamim, to do that as well. And v'nechal liyom v'laylem. And also eat it for one day and one night. Meaning, treat it like it's an asham regarding the achila. Limit the amount of time it can be eaten. Maybe in kachim the base
upsul.
So it's like what? So you see from here, and who's and right, what's going on here? It's Rabbi Shimon Omer. It's Rabbi Shimon saying this is how you do it with lechachila. It's kasha on Rava, because Rava said Rabbi Shimon only says it b'di'evit. Our answer is, I think it was a pretty obvious answer, it's tekuna gavrashani. What are you talking about? Here we have another factor that's built in. We got to fix this guy. If we don't fix this guy, he can't eat kachim. He's got a suffix that whether that he can't eat kachim because he was potentially a matzora. So in order to fix this guy. Okay, so in order to fix this guy, like you said, in order to fix this guy, just eat the shlamim meat a day earlier. I mean, otherwise we're stuck. When we have no choice, it's the same thing as, it's a b'di'evet situation. It's equivalent to b'di'evet. You have no choice. That's when we're being cut to base of soul. But l'chachila, who says that you can do it l'chachila? So that is not, right, that one Rava saves himself from. That is not a question on Rava. Okay. Now, for the rest, from now to the Mishnah, the Gemara now goes to try to answer, figure out, what are you doing with this karbon in order to make it kosher to satisfy both prongs? prong A, then maybe it's an ashram and the karban that's brought for a mitzvah was going through his tahara process. Prong B, maybe he wasn't a mitzvah, and therefore this is just going to be a shlamim. Okay. So hatena ashram. So now you explain to me, because you only need that for the question, you just explain to me what you do with the meat itself. The ashram gets shechted in the north, you get to take the blood, you put it on his fingers, you eat it for a day and a night like it's an ashram, you wave it, and you do smicha like it's a shlamim, fine, all good. Log, Mike Lamamer, what do you do with the oil? He just bought this log of oil, what are you doing with it? Either it's for the nazir, the mitzvah, or what? So he says, the amar, log ze yinadava. The mitzvah says, if I was not a mitzvah, so then this log of shemen should also be as a nadava. Should be brought as a nadava. The Gemara says, wait a second. The dilma la mitzvahu, maybe he's not a mitzvah. And the log, apparently, is the way I'm thinking, is that the log, Rashi says, requires kmitza. If you look at Rashi on the first short line, it says, ubayi mikmatz. He says, Hamisnadev Shemen, someone who gives volunteers to bring Shemen to the Mesa Migdash, Komtso. He's to treat it like a mincha, I guess. And you do kmitza with the Shemen, I guess somehow it stays in there. Komtso, umaktir hakomitz, and then you have to burn that kmitza part, vishiyarav nechalim, and the leftover Shemen that's left over gets eaten. Kedialaflim ekorbe mincha, milamish, Hamisnadev Shemen kemincha. Shemen becomes like a mincha. So if that's the case here, so I have this log of Shemen, so what do I do with it? I say either it's for my mitzvah or it's a nadava. Well, it's a nadava, you got to do kmitza. You got to take a kmitza out of it. The Gemara says, fine. They make mitzvah. He takes kmitza. He takes it and he puts it on the mizbeach. He says, wait a second. V'dilma mitzvahu, maybe it's a mitzvah. V'ubayi maton sheva. Maybe he's a mitzvah, and therefore he has to take from the oil and to put the shemen, I think, seven times, right? It says, v'tav l'kohen es etzbo yeminis ben shemen asher al kapo esmalis, v'yizam min ha-shemen b'etzbo shev pamif ne'ashem. So Gemara says, fine. So you do that. The yayiv, what's the big deal? So you take the kmitza, and you put down the mizbeach, and you take the from the oil, and you sprinkle it seven times. You cover all your bases.
What's the question?
We're not there yet. So the Gemara says, right, v'hachasrlei. Ah, but now you're diminishing the amount of oil. Right, after you do kmitza, right, what happens after you do kmitza, you're supposed to have a log. You're supposed to sprinkle from a log. But when I do kmitza, it's a log minus my fingerful. I've diminished the amount. So Gemara says, okay, big deal. Dimaisei porta, umemalile. After the kmitza, right, after the mikitza, you bring this suffix mitzvah, brings a little more shemen, puts it in, and fills the difference. What's the big deal? You fill the difference, you fill what's missing. So Gemara says, detanan, because we have a Mishnah, it's in the Goyim, it says, chaser log, ach lo yotzak, yimalenu. If it's missing a log of shemen, before the Kohen takes it into his left hand and does what he's supposed to do with it, you can fill it up. Because you measure it, something happened to it, you refill it. So to here, you refill it. So Gemara says, Vaha bayi haktara. But the komates needs to be burnt on the mizbeach. So it says, fine. The akterle, burn it on the mizbeach. No problem, all taken care of. So Gemara asks, okay, wait a second. Emas, when are you burning the kmitza? Are you burning it after the seven sprinklings or before the seven sprinklings? Here becomes more of a kasha. He says, e basar matno sheva. If you're going to burn it after, right, after the sprinklings, right, e basar matno sheva. Right, Rashi says, it's the second or third to the last short line, e basar matno sheva. Dilma nadavahi, maybe it was an adava, v'ki yoy matan sheva, batar kmitza. Then if you're going to do the matan sheva after the kmitza, havaluhu shirayim, shechatsu ben kmitza l'akdara, it becomes left over that gets diminished between kmitza and akdara. The kainlam b'menachos ein maktir makomet aleihem deksiv min a mincha prat l'chashchachasrahi. What happens is if you burn the komets after you did the matno sheva. So what ends up happening? Havaluhu, the leftover shemen that's left over after the sprinkling is shirayim of a mincha shechasu ben kmitza l'akdara. So what the case is now? The guy does kmitza. Then he sprinkles. What happens now, though, is if after the halacha is after you do kmitza, what's left over gets something happens to it, and it gets diminished. You're no longer allowed to burn the kmitza part onto the mizbeach. That's what the halacha is. Gemara Menachos on the Aftes. We'll see in about 60, 70 days from now, maybe more. Right? That's the Gemara on the Testament base in Menachos. If what happens is, if you lose part of the Shirayim, which is the part of the Mincha, which is left over, if that diminishes before the Kemitza part is put on the Mizbeach, you can no longer put the Kemitza on the Mizbeach. So what happens here? The guy takes the Shemen, does the Kemitza, because maybe it's in the Dava. Right. Then he takes out, and he does the sprinkling. Right. And he does the sprinkling. So then, before he puts the Kemitza on. So what happened to the Shirayim has diminished before he did the Kemitza. You're not allowed to burn the Kemitza. If you're not allowed to burn the Kemitza, you haven't done the carbon for the, you haven't done the carbon for the Nadava appropriately.
Why can't you do the Asar before you do
this? That's what we're asking. Which, we'll see in a moment. Which way you're doing it? E basar matmo sheva, so then havalu Shirayim shechasru being Kemitza v'aktara. It's like Shirayim that got diminished between the Kemitza and the burning. And we have the Gemara says, e maktirim es hakomitzalayim. You can no longer bring the Kemitza. So yeah, so ikodim at nosheva. So let's say you do it your way, Yossi. You take the kemitza, you burn it on the mizbeach, and then you take the leftover shemen, and you take from there to sprinkle on the mizbeach. He says no, because it says harei kol shemimenu liishim harehu bival taktiru. Any carbon that Rashi says better. He says any carbon that has you makrib from it, the portions that are supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, what's left over is usher to be put on the Mizbeach. So I got a problem now. Because if this was a Nadava, and I took Kemitza, now it is forbidden for me to take any of what's left over and put on the Mizbeach. Right. But you're going to now go ahead and take sprinkling seven of them and sprinkle them on the Mizbeach. So I'm sort of stuck of what to do. When am I burning? When am I being mocked here at the Komitz? I can't do it before I do the sprinkling. I can't do it before I do the sprinkling, because then, after I do the sprinkling, I've diminished the leftovers, and I can't now no longer burn the kemitza. I can't do it afterwards, because then I violate an isser of putting on the mizbeach a shirayim, which is not allowed. Right? We got that? Right? Rashi says, right, look at Rashi, I kodim matan sheva, hechi matzi lemesev tu minei matan sheva. How can I then go ahead and use and sprinkle it seven times? Maybe it was an adava. The haktara is hakomets haktara. The burning of the komets is burning. And this is considered a leftover. The chihader mal mide mine. And by taking anything from what's left over, ka'avr mishum bal taktiru. You're violating this isser bal taktiru. Kidiksiv, because pasuk says, kikos or v'kol devash. I don't know what the rest of the pasuk is. Hamimenu yisirhu v'dashinu banami lo taktiru koshmen ish l'Hashem. You're not allowed to burn anything that's supposed to be burnt. Fine. So we have a problem. So what do we do? So Amar Rav Yehuda says, Amar Yehuda brings Rav Shimon Pazi, the masik luhu l'shem eats him. He makes another tznai with the kemitza. He says, let's do Rashi, it'll be easier. L'shem ishim. The Amar Hachi, he says as follows, in mitzorahu, if I am a mitzorah, and therefore I have no need to do kemitza and burn this portion on the Mizbeach. The Ein Haktaras Hakomitz Haktara. So the burning of this Hakomitz on the Mizbeach is nothing. The Ha Lav Nedava Have. It's not considered a Nedava. Hare Mazem Elu She'enu Shirayim. Then I never took anything off of it. And what's left over I can sprinkle it because it's not Shirayim. Because nothing counts. Nothing happened. V'im Einu Mitzora. If I am not a Mitzora. Vaktara's hakomet haktara, and burning what's on the mizbeach is the haktara, right? Is a haktara. The yeshimen al ishim, and it's burnt on the mizbeach. The elu shirayim, and then these are left over. The haim ubibal taktiru, and the subject of taktiru. Hare hazoz hal elu. So these sprinklings that I'm going to do, I'm not sprinkling to put on the mizbeach. My kavana would be ki ilu haimayim, as if I'm sprinkling water, right? Shari rashay lalo shirayim mincha on mizbeach. From that respect, I can put leftover onto Mizbeach. If I'm just doing it, I'm doing it for firewood. I'm not doing it for the purpose of a carbon. So that's the tenai he makes. If I am a Mitzora, so the Kemitza was nothing. Nothing was put onto Mizbeach. I have everything I need left over, and I can use it for the sprinkling. If I am a Mitzora, and therefore... If I am not a Mitzora, and therefore it's a... No, that's what I said before. If I am not a Mitzora, and therefore what's going on... Oh, that's what I said wrong, okay. If I am not a Mitzora, and therefore everything that's going on is a... let's do it again then. If I am a Mitzora, right? If I am a Mitzora, so then taking the Kemitza means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. So nothing was done. So I didn't diminish anything because I didn't take anything. So therefore I can use what's left over as a sprinkling for the Metzorah. If I am not a Metzorah, and this is a Nadava, the problem is now is sprinkling this leftover oil onto the Mizbeach, I'm just sprinkling it as water or something like that. I'm not violating the Baal Taktiro. Okay? That's how Rabbi Yehuda says. Come, right, says the Tanya, how do we know we can do that? It's him, the Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, L'reich Nichoch Yitamale V'ata Ma'aleh L'shem Eitzim. When the pasuk that says, Kol Sor, Kol Devash, Kol Takiru, Menu, Yishel Hashem, that says, when the leftover stuff, I'm not a burn on Mizbeach, I'm not a burn on Mizbeach L'shem Eishim, as if it's carbon, but L'shem Eitzim, that it should be burnt and used as, and to help the fire, that is permitted. So, Gemara then, okay, fine. We have time, so let's do this together. Try to get to the Mishnah. See how good we do. I never heard this. V'ha ikar shirayim de ba'i michlinu. So I guess after, so continue the question. From the Lok Shemin, you have the shirayim that's left over after the kemitza and after the matandam, after the putting it onto the bahonos. Right? You have left over that needs to be eaten, I guess. Sorry,
Replenished. You have to replenish the load. When we said take out some, you have to replace
it.
It has to be a log.
You have to
fill it up to a log.
Fill it out.
The meat
was taken out.
Right, it says you'd have to be eaten. Changes the girsa from milinhu to michlinhu.
Really, this is milinhu.
It changes the girsa. So how ikushirai the body says michlinhu. He says he changes the girsa based on, that's what it actually says in the Gemara on that Sadi Aleph and in Menachos on that Fine Gimel. Does it change the Girsa later on in the down and bottom?
No.
Leaves it alone. So what does Rashi say? Call Rashi. So I say, Ha'ika Shirayim Deboi Michlinu. He says here that you're supposed to be eaten to the Kohen, and the Kohen can't eat Shirayim until after the Mincha. And he can't eat the shemen of the Mitzorah. He can't eat the shirayim after the kmitza. He can't eat the shemen of the Mitzorah until after it's put on. Right? Maybe I'm not going to prepare it. I'm not prepared. Okay. Stop here.